Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibe. We outside all night long.
It feels, maybe honestly, it feels like so long we haven't talked to them, even though like they're going to get these episodes back to back to back.
Almost back to back to back.
Nah, yeah, they're going to get back to back to back.
Inshallah. Almost every 2 weeks, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Not every week, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, we do every... Nah, what happened? You're not in a good mood or something?
Nah, I'm just sleepy. Yeah, well, we tend to do a thing sleepy. Called... So when we have an off day, I'm sleeping in. You got to call it. So it was her day, so you would imagine so I'm tired.
The person that doesn't call it wakes up.
And has to... Play with the son, and this kid don't get tired when it's with me. When is it with his
we
mom?
Be chill, yeah.
For some odd reason, he be taking his nice little naps, no problem. But when it's with me, this kid does not want to sleep. I'm like, brother.
No, but it's not like whoever calls it. We kind of try to do it on a fair basis. Like, okay, if you did it the last off we get, then you know, then you like that. We try to do it fair.
Yeah, but she mainly gets it.
Yeah,
out of love. That's the love I have for her.
Nah, but I really want to tell you thank you so much. Like, I haven't vocalized this to you, but I want to just tell you thank you so much. Like, you really are making my postpartum journey very easy. Like, even though I'd be like, can you come to see this night? And you'd be like, ah, babe, it's your day. You know, and you still take it with that. Like, you don't even know how much that does for my mental health.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But as you know, so what we do is, we pick days that is like, for example, in the week, what we did is, you know, to be fair, I said, okay, I'll take 4 days out of the week to put Bada to sleep, which is Mondays to Thursdays, which is pretty much the harder days in my mind. And she does Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mainly
hold on, before you continue, I just feel like I should have no days. I'm the one that gave birth to the child, period. I feel like I shouldn't even be in this count at all. Like, you should take that duty. I was caring for 9 months. I didn't get to sleep those whole 9 months.
You slept those 9 months. Don't say you didn't get to sleep. You got to sleep those nine months.
That's how we continue.
But, like I said, so I said, you know what, I'm gonna take a little bit more, which is I'll take 4 days. She gets 3 days. She still can't keep up with them damn 3 days. I'm like, babe, I made it easier for you. I gave you the 3 days.
I can't do
She's
it.
She's like, babe, can you please do it for me, please, today? No, don't worry, just today. And then tomorrow comes, babe, I'm kind of tired. Do you mind? I'm like, oh my God.
Nah, but Allah bless you.
I mean,
Allah put so much goodness and happiness and joy into your life.
I mean, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because you really be helping me with life. Do you know that postpartum is actually like postpartum depression is real?
But you had that?
No, but I'm asking, do you know if it's real? I don't think I had that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I was going to say,
but
I'm
it's
not
because
lie.
You're very supportive.
Amina.
You know, some people don't have that support system.
Okay.
You know?
Because I was about to say,
but that joint is real, babe. There was this time with this lady, she was like going so crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That she put her child in the oven because she actually thought it was a chicken.
La ilaha illallah. In the oven.
Obviously it wasn't on, but like she was getting ready to bake it. I guess she came to realization.
With my kid. Damn, that's scary.
Well, like postpartum depression is
so
crazy.
It like stretches you out, it gets your mind.
And I'm
she said it makes your brain go crazy. Right. I'm still the interpreter.
Like you just came from a life changing event, giving birth.
Yeah.
You're not even fully healed. And now you have to take care of somebody who knows how to do nothing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so scary. I'm gonna protect us all from postpartum depression, though.
Is it not, oh, it's not inevitable. I was gonna say, is it not inevitable? You have to go through it.
No, some
Maybe
people
some
don't
is
go
more
through.
severe than
Right,
others,
that's
but I
true.
think it's like that's
Everybody has their own
postpartum is
thing.
pretty much don't, doesn't that mean after
Yeah,
birth?
but I'm saying depression, postpartum depression is something
Okay.
like that.
Don't worry, you strong. Whether I did what I do or didn't do what I do, I know you would have got
Nah,
through it.
because it was times actually where like I felt, oh my gosh, how am I gonna do this? Like them times where you went to, remember them times you went to work on the weekends and then I was crying and crying and crying.
Yeah, because he
At that
misses daddy. It's
no,
me.
he was like very young, like less than a month. But at that point, like,
Yo, you could just let me have that. Yeah, he could. Yeah, you're right.
but hold
Yeah.
on, let me just be real. That at that point, like I would just be looking at him like, what am I gonna do to keep you quiet? I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
But alhamdulillah, you know, make dua to
Now,
Allah.
it's not as bad.
It definitely is. Whoa, it's not. It's
My
not as
boy,
bad.
be knocked.
He's not even like a crier. He's just so busy, a busybody.
Yeah, he likes him. He has my vibe, and I'm like, oh man, what did I do? This kid got my energy. He doesn't get tired. He just likes to play and play. I'm like, brother, I'm tired. Nah, daddy.
I feel
Today
like
we're
when
gonna
he see
play.
you, because you already gave him that vibe, we're
Energy
like, nah, we
is all
choking it all day,
yeah,
24.
it's
Yeah, he gonna calm
automatically.
down with you.
Exactly, that's
With
what I
me,
think.
he go play, then he come for a hug, then he
Yeah,
sits down next to me for 5 minutes, then he go back to playing.
there's no sitting with me. This kid just want to play, so I'm trying to. I said, you want to play? Watch when you start walking. You're
Right.
gonna hate daddy because you're gonna be running around this house. I'm gonna make him. He gonna be training every day. Yes.
Alhamdulillah, but we hope you guys enjoyed the last interviews that we posted, the last episodes. We tried to
Yeah.
spice every we want every season to be better than the last.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So y'all got that, y'all got those up there. Now we're gonna, you know, next season's gonna be even better and better and better and better.
Y'all not. I'm already. The ideas we have, we always come together with ideas to figure out what we could do better. And you know, sometimes y'all leave suggestions that
Right.
help us also. So please continue with that. Give us some suggestions that y'all feel like, oh, we could do better in this, or we could talk more about this. Because at the end of the day, it's helping all of us. You
Right.
know, some people will like gain something from it, because I'd be hearing people tell me like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, I learned a lot from y'all podcast. I'm like, bro, oh, thank you, I appreciate, because
If we just want, if one person can walk away from this knowing something new, learning something new, or even like this
happy.
made you better, this made put you in a
yeah
better mood, like
yeah
alhamdulillah, that's we
that
won.
that's you know, Yaga's goal is just to make people smile and laugh, fam. Binta's goal is to give y'all knowledge. You feel me? You see, that's why we got that little balance, the knowledgeable.
And the funniness.
I was gonna say, I was not
And
gonna
the
say clown
hilarious.
because I'm not a clown,
And the
but the funny guy,
comedian.
or the corny funny guy, whatever.
Alhamdulillah. So while we're on the topic of marriage and love,
Yeah.
we wanted to just sit down and reflect on like the virtues of marriage. Meaning like what benefits have we really gone through and seen from being married? You
Yeah.
know, when you look on social media, you hear from other one day, like, ah, marriage is so sweet. Marriage is so this and that, and it makes you yearn for that type of love and affection.
Yeah.
But being in it, what can we actually say are the benefits or like the pros that we've seen to being married to each other? Would you like me to go first, or
Yeah, you
we
could
could
go
just bounce
first.
off each other like I do say when you
Yeah,
say?
go ahead. Go ahead, sweetheart.
One of the things that I always constantly think about is how your partner, your spouse, is really like the person who will know you in and out. The person who you share your
Elaborate
secrets in,
that. Yeah,
right?
elaborate.
The person who will share you share your secrets with. This person, if Allah gives to you, you know, a long life, each other a long life, they will know you more than your parents know you.
You think I know you more than your parents? I don't think I know you more than your
I
mom's.
think you, I think my mom knows me like she knows me like, okay, what I like, what I don't like. But like my own personality,
Yeah.
I haven't showed that side to my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Okay.
yeah, I be cool with my mom. We
Cause
be
she always
joking and
called you
stuff.
crazy.
Right. She knows that, you
She
know.
knows your crazy side.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, you really know.
Yeah.
You really know. And the things that, like, I have dilemmas about, doubts about,
Yeah.
sometimes when I question my own character, I go to you about those things.
Okay, I hear
Right?
you.
You help me figure out what I want to do in life.
I try to help out. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Right. But the point is that you get what I'm saying? Like, I share my secrets with you. You are
Yeah.
really truly my only best friend.
Aww.
That's
That
not for
was cute.
you. I'm just saying in general, like your spouse.
You just ruined the moment. That
Okay,
was
but
a
you get
nice
what I'm saying?
moment.
Like your spouse is really your best friend.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like it's like you pretty much don't hide your secrets from them, or you shouldn't even, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you, that should be a person where you feel comfortable going to tell. Like even sometimes I'll be telling you things, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're about to judge, but I still go ahead and tell her, and she gives me her. The thing with my wife, I love it, I hate it, okay? Is I'll tell her something, right? My point of telling her is so she can hear me out. Binta always has something to say. Well, it's your fault. I'm like, bro. She always holds me accountable. I like it because sometimes you need that, like a person who's going to
But
hold you
sometimes you also
accountable.
need somebody just to listen.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, babe, and I always be like, babe, listen, that wasn't the right moment to say that. I get where you're coming from. Yes, I did. I should have did this. What you said is correct, but your timing was just, subhanAllah, it was off. But,
You know why do I do that? I think I've gotten better with that over the years. Like I
yeah.
try to listen for like the first half, but I don't want to lead the conversation
What I'll
without
say.
telling you you're wrong.
Yeah, I get you.
Because if I just listen to you're gonna think you're right. You're gonna think, okay, my wife didn't say it. Probably, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But I want you to be a better person. I want the next time this situation comes to you again, you can do something else different. You
Y'all
get what
think,
I'm
oh
saying?
damn, if I don't do this, Binta gonna kill me.
Not even kill you, but just be better for yourself.
Now I'm playing,
You
you
know
know
what
the
I'm
vibes.
saying?
Yeah, no, I feel you. But that's why I said some, I like it, but then I be hating it because like I said, it's just sometimes it's in the moment you just wanna
Yeah,
rant. You
you're
know,
right.
like when you come to me, you be ranting. I'll listen.
But I always ask you, but babe, what you think?
Yeah, I know.
I'm that person. I want somebody to tell me, yo, am I bugging?
Yeah, you be bugging
You trying to make me sound like I'm
No,
crazy.
you're not crazy. She's very crazy, but no, she's not crazy. Yeah, she is. Well, you know, I love you, but.
But back to what I was saying though, I swear, babe, every week I go around thinking like, wow, this man is really like my best friend.
Wow.
Like, babe, seriously, babe, before I got married, you hear like your partner's your best friend, your partner is, but what, like, you don't know the true definition of best friend until you get married. Would you agree?
It depends on your partner too, though.
It does. But
You
for
know.
me, for me.
For me, yeah, personally, yeah. Because I'll tell you everything.
But
That's
what,
why
like,
my
did you have
guys.
best friends before? Like, before me, you had close friends. Was it this vulnerable as or deep?
I mean, my cousins, but I don't tell them everything like how I could tell you. Because, you know, us guys, we tend to joke a lot, even if you're serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're going through something, we don't take it as deep. Whereas, and with you, I tell you something, I'm going through something, I can tell you won't. You're probably like, okay, babe, how can we fix it? You know what I'm saying? Whereas in them, they'll make a joke about it. And we'll, it's something we're used to because as guys, that's what we do. We don't show emotion, but we know we got each other's back. You understand what I mean? So it's like, so that type of best friend, but as in being vulnerable and stuff like that, no, I didn't have that. Although my cousins might be listening. Brother, don't worry. I
You
ain't
know
gonna say
what?
I love you, but you know the vibes. I ain't gonna say,
But I also feel like, even for me as a woman, like I definitely have so much close friends. I am vulnerable with them at some time, but then there's some things I just won't tell them. Like if I'm down bad, like I don't have any money, I'm not gonna tell you that. But I know that I can tell you that and you won't judge me. You'll help me.
No, I'm gonna judge you.
I mean, we listen,
Gonna say
we
she
don't
hot.
judge.
Why are you broke?
But you get
How are
what I'm
you
saying?
broke?
It's like a different type of trust there.
Nah, I get what you mean.
You
Yeah,
know?
100%, 100%. Nah, that's a fact.
Like even though you and your cousins are close, even though me and everybody wants this facade that, oh, it's really not that bad. Don't, bro, isn't
Yeah,
it that
it
bad?
ain't that deep,
I'll be
bro.
good, don't worry. But with your partner, you can actually like, bruh.
And like I said, she'll hold you accountable. She won't sugarcoat it for you. Well, then maybe some people might sugarcoat it. So I get what you're trying to say. Me too. I don't sugarcoat it either. Although I try to, but sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
But wait, one thing I really do appreciate about you, like we
Is
have
this appreciate Biaggy
nah,
Day?
it's related to the topic, but like
Okay.
yeah, he
It's
put
coming back to back to back. I'm
he put
counting for
Muhammad
five.
to sleep tonight. So I gotta show my appreciation. But what I'm saying is that like when I'm going through something and I come to and I tell you always the first thing you always bring up is Allah, like don't worry, like Allah wouldn't put you through this if you can't handle this or be paid. That like, you always bounce it back off Allah before anything.
Yeah, cause I get it, yeah. The reason why is because that's the mindset that I try to go by off of because if you don't go off of that, bro, you're gonna go crazy.
True.
So even my little siblings, I tell them the same thing, like, yo, don't look at the bad. Try to look at the good. Cause if you focus on the bad, you're only gonna get a negative reaction. But if you focus on the good, you're always gonna see a positive, no matter what. Like, let's say you think amputated one of your legs. At least they didn't amputate both of them. Although I know that's tough to hear, but you get what I mean. So that's just always the mindset. After I went to boarding school, that's the mindset that my ustad pretty much put in my head. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember I told you one time, another story, story time with Yagi, just so y'all know. So, you know, we had a school van, right? You know, in boarding school. So we used to go, our boarding school, if y'all didn't listen to our previous episodes, we used to go to boarding school and then we go to madrasa, which is Arabic school, back and forth, right? Which is tough. So we had a van, like a school van or a school bus or whatever. So one day, so we driving. That bus was ghetto. That was like a bus that works and don't work. It was a funny bus, but we was in there like 15, 20 people deep, right, in that bus. No, more than that stuff for like, but thank you. Yeah, y'all get the picture. So my ustaz is driving the bus and he happened to press on the brakes. The brakes wasn't working. Mind you, it's how many kids? It's like 20. 30, 40 of us in that bus. So now this man, he went straight to Allah. Allah. He took his hands off the wheel. I've never seen that in my life. A grown man took his hands off the wheel like, yeah, Allah, like pretty much. You see when they be like, Jesus, take the wheel? Stuff like, he literally said, Allah, take the wheel, pretty much. He said, Allah, we in your hands now. I'm like, yo, but we driving. I don't know how, till this day. Well, like, that's when you know, like, Allah always got you. So he let go of the wheel and he the car's going. And then out of nowhere, the battery of the car died and the car stopped.
Wow.
Well, like, we didn't get into no accident.
Wow.
Bro, we were shook. He was shook, but when he got out, straight sujood.
Wow, that's funny.
And then and the first thing he said, you see, guys, don't worry, Allah got us, no matter what. We on Allah's path, and Allah's going to protect us, no matter. Yo, and we in the middle of the street, and this man is giving us a little kutuba. I'm like,
what
brother.
What does the people do?
I mean, we were grateful. We got off the bus.
Nah,
you know the vans. Everybody thought it was just the van got, because it's not like we hit anything.
Right.
It just literally stopped. But he let go of the wheel. I don't know why that brother was dangerous.
What was he gonna do?
It was like, yo, the brakes ain't working, and I gotta press the brakes. All right, y'all, Allah, thank you, take the wheel. I never thought that was a thing, but
why till that the day. Van after that?
You know, they take it to the mechanics to figure out the problem. Yeah, but he always gets a new van, so that van. Yeah, that van did it did his numbers with us, to be honest. But he got a new van after that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, that, so him saying that, always look at the good, you know what I'm saying? You see, it could have been bad, but Allah helped us. And then he gave me that mentality. All you need is Allah. So after that incident, I think is where I became more like, okay, yo, because that was, in my mind, it was a miracle, because I thought, I'm not gonna die. But he gonna get hurt, and that's my grandfather. So, because he's in the front, you know what I'm saying.
But I feel like, you know, to find someone who actually, because even you help instill that like mindset into my head, to like actually find someone who actually truly instills that in their life. Because you could say, yeah, just think about the good, but someone who, when calamity actually hit, and they think about that, is so beautiful. Allah protect you, and you know, continue to bless you with goodness.
Damn, today's a great day. I'm getting so many compliments.
All right, next. What about you? What's one of the virtues of marriage for you? I don't know if I'm even using this word in the correct tense, but
yeah, we're just talking right now at this point. But me, I think my biggest thing is you always have someone to come to. You know what I'm saying? Or I know for sure I always can count on you, no matter what. Especially with anything happens, I know 100%. I don't have that fear.
Really?
Yeah, 100. Like, when it comes to Muhammadu being taken care of, or even the house being taken care of, it never came. Or saying loyalty, anything like that. None of that ever slipped. Like, you know how some guys, no offense, you really can't trust your wife. You don't know what they doing on the look. I don't have that thought. That's not even in my head. Two, I know for sure you know what you're doing. Yeah, sometimes I criticize what you're doing. Don't get me wrong, because sometimes I'm like, babe, you're bugging. And then it works out. And I'm like, all right, you do know what you're doing, but... Yeah, but I know for sure 100% Ba is in good hands. If I were to leave this earth, I know he's in good hands.
My grandchild's a long life.
I mean, but you know, that's the thing that everybody's scared of. Like, if I'm going to pass away, the first thing you're going to think is my family. Are they going to be, well, I feel comfortable saying, nah, I know she got it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my very favorite thing. And also, like you said, a companion. I come home, we sometimes joke, we can chat. sometimes, you know, watch a show together, stuff like that. Them little things. Not the,
Right.
you know, the dates.
It hit different when you actually have somebody to do with.
Yeah, exactly. Where, you know, it's different if being a bachelor and all of that, it's not the same as being a married man. Mm-hmm. Although some guys might think it's cool, it really isn't. You know what I'm saying? I have food ready. Although it's not your job, but you do it for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Because someday, I remember one time, she was like, yo, I'm not going to make your breakfast for you no more.
One day I was really upset. I was like, you know what? You don't appreciate me. I wake up every day. I make sure you got breakfast for work, lunch for work, for when you come back. Yeah. And then how you, forget about it. I ain't doing none of that for you.
Yeah, I went through a little bit. I ain't going to
Really?
I ain't say it. I didn't eat breakfast that day, but you didn't got me. I was starving. Like, yo,
don't be like me,
like,
guys.
She was like, you going to make breakfast? I said, nah, I'm not even hungry, y'all. Okay, that's your business. I'm like, she really serious. She really not gonna make me my breakfast. All right, say less.
You know, I find it that, like, when I do that, I don't have the heart for that.
Yeah.
I always end up going back
yeah.
next day or 2 days.
The next day or something.
I really don't got the heart
for that. Just
for
that moment, you're like, yeah, but I'm not making your breakfast. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't need it. Who told you to make it?
Because when I look at your bed, damn, I feel bad.
Yeah, that day I was starving. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, yo, I got to work. I wanted to buy breakfast, but you know our code of no buying breakfast or whatever. And then also...
Baby, explain that because that kind of sounds wrong.
No, it's our code. We don't buy outside food like that. We try to save up our money as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got goals in mind that we're trying to achieve. So we try to budget the money.
But, I mean, sometimes, not here and there, but like when you overdo it, it really takes out your pockets.
And I used to buy it every day. Right. So I understand. So we try to abide by that, you know? That day I was going to ruin, I was not going to abide by it, but I had to because I was late, so I had no choice. That day I could pretty much literally had no choice, you know what I'm saying? I was already always late in a sense, so it was like I was on thin ice, so I'm like, I can't be late again. So it was like everything lined up perfectly. You set me up perfectly. Yeah, I didn't eat that day. I didn't eat breakfast. I ate my lunch. The funny thing is, although she didn't make my breakfast, she made my lunch. It was funny. I'm like, you could have just do the breakfast. But,
no, because the breakfast, I usually pack them overnight.
Yeah, the lunch, you mean.
Yeah, I mean, the lunch, yeah. So I already have it in the fridge. I packed
so
it.
So you could, yeah, you could have done
I ain't
that.
Spending no more time on your lunch, on your breakfast. Like,
yeah, but I'm grateful for that. Like, you know, I'm not saying it, but I truly am grateful for that, you know. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I don't need you to do it. Nah, deep down, I'm like, deep down. You seen how today was. I wanted Salati.
Right. He wanted me to make his food. I'm like, brother, I just came from mopping and washing the bathroom. Let me go take care of myself first. And
I was starving.
You can make
I said,
it yourself.
I said, yeah, let me, because I had to watch Ba. And I don't like leaving him, because Ba be reckless sometimes.
Yeah, but his excuse was that, oh, I'm watching him. I can't make my food. Excuse me. When you're not here, I do 5 million things with Ba. Never ever excuse.
But you see the difference. You literally set the difference between me and you.
I get
when
it.
When he sees me, it's...
I get it, babe. But put him in his chair or
it's like,
something. You
it's like Kevin
it
Hart
out.
Said, Daddy's home. It's
you
time
gotta
to
figure
play.
It out. You got to figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Kevin Hart said, Daddy's home. It's time
God
to play.
God takes me off this earth sooner than later. What when you going to do?
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah.
I already got the plan.
We already know. Let me not expose him, but we already
know the plan. He's going to be at my mom's house. Yeah. How do we stop?
You see,
I'm
man?
Joking. You know what I'm doing.
What?
They said what? No, what's the Aya name?
You saying the one with the... You better not.
No, I'm just trying to remember the Aya name. I forgot the Aya.
Oh, Quran Aya?
Yes, Quran. If it comes to me, I'll say it. But I don't remember it right now at this moment. Yeah.
Okay, but another thing for me is like actually watching this person grow. Watching your spouse grow.
Oh yeah.
Because when you first meet this person, they're in a whole different sense of life.
Yeah. So I was a mess.
They got different priorities, different goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But like as you guys stay together, you see this person develop and change into a different person, you know? And it's like, dang.
Yeah.
It's like it's not like saying that, like, okay, I watch you for my baby girl, but it's like, wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
I mean my people say that to me all the time. Yo, you different now. I'm like, yes.
Wow.
That is the big effect.
Because they knew you before.
Yeah,
before
I was a
they
mess.
Knew you way before me.
I was too gangster, you feel me? Like I was not let me start stuff like I was imaginary gangster, you get what I mean? In my mind, bro, I'm like the most coolest gangsterest guy on earth. But everybody called me Sheikh, and I was like, I don't know how I got that name, but alhamdulillah, I guess Allah just made people see me in that light. You know what I'm saying?
How do you? What do you think about that?
About people seeing me in that
no,
light?
No, not about you. It's not about you. Not everything is about you. I'm saying, what do you think about like, watching your spouse grow?
I mean, I feel like you was already in that. Like, you was good. I'm not gonna lie. You didn't have a lot to work on. I feel like it was mainly me.
Being honest. Before I met you,
No, babe, what I'm saying, I'm not saying you didn't have nothing to work on.
Right.
There was things you had to work on, but I'm
not,
saying.
Not just things I had to work on, babe. You watched me go from a girl to a woman to a mom.
Yeah.
How was that process for you? Are you forgetting?
No, I'm not forgetting. I felt like you went through it smoothly.
Guys, this is a sign that men do not pay attention.
What? Babe, what
I went through a
being a mother, going through that motherhood phase. I seen how you were, the tiredness that you went through in that particular time, the struggles, the blood. Bruh, you see?
Because you're not saying nothing right now.
Bro,
you say everything that.
Brothers, this is what sisters are like. Brothers, you see how she try to. Brothers. We can't say anything correct, brothers.
Child. But anyways, I hope
you didn't even let me finish what I was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
Yes. I seen you mature.
Really?
Yeah, you mature now. You more mature than before.
Really?
Yeah, you wasn't mature. I didn't like to say it to you, but there was moments, bro. She would react on things. I'm like, bro, this girl is immature sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had those moments, but I see now you're more mature. You think before you act. You used to act before you think. That's how I felt. You just now it's babe. Can you not? You know what I'm saying? You got more.
I think because I'm tired. now Muhammad
you tried to react. So Bob really helped me. I guess he came into this light. Don't worry, Dad. I know this woman is wilding. I got you, pops. But yeah, I seen your. You think I don't pay attention? I pay attention, sweetheart. You grew. I seen your growth. But what I was trying to say is. I feel as though I had more growing to do than you. Because one, your parents made you like had that grown up mindset in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you was doing things for yourself. Mm-hmm. Whereas in me, I had people doing things for me. It sounds bad. Yes, I get it. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But it was my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my mom would do anything. You know what I'm saying? My sisters, they always have my back to do things. You know what I'm saying? So those things.
Shaking my head.
But I always said, even though I grew up like that, and I'm grateful that they raised me like that, Bob is gonna be way different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was never cleaning dishes. Unless if I wanna help, right. Even that, when I was doing that, I would have my little sisters record it.
The cuenta was showing
up. Fatu was out here like, yo, I got the best brother. I'm like, bro, I only do this once a year, bro, but okay, you can post it. My sister Fatu, she was gaslighting the whole world thinking that Biagi was like,
he do dishes forever.
Bro, I pretty much would do a dish. Once a month, maybe like once a month. I don't, but you know what I'm saying. So now I do it every day.
Yeah.
You see the transition?
It's part
once a month to every day of the year.
Right. Mm-hmm. From the letter.
Yeah.
But because you know, because when you get married, it's more like a partnership. You guys have to help each other.
Yeah.
When you and your mom house is not like that.
Yeah. Especially you know how African moms think the ladies are supposed to do this house chores, and whatnot. But with Ba, inshallah, our goal is to make sure he does it all. This kid is going to be washing dishes.
Doing laundry.
He's going to be doing laundry because I didn't know how to do laundry. Another thing I didn't know how to do. I didn't know how to do my own laundry.
Till he got married.
Till I got married. That's why I said I had a lot of growth.
And then it's sad. Allah is really... Continue.
Yeah, sorry. It's sad that, you know, but I had a... So, don't look at the guy just because he's not there yet. He won't make it there. Because now look at the brother.
I was about to say something about him.
Okay, well, go ahead. Talk what you got to say.
Allah is really the most merciful, the most kind, the most generous.
Mm-hmm.
The one that, you know, elevates your status.
Yes.
The one who makes you look better in people's eyes.
Okay.
Because if I knew you was the person that didn't do laundry, that didn't wash this. If I knew you, you know I didn't know that. If I knew you did not do any of this.
What do you mean you didn't know that? You know I had like five sisters.
But that don't mean you don't do nothing. I grew up with the guys in my house. Bro, my brother did the dishes. He did his own laundry. He cleaned his own room. He was mopping on the weekends. My
what?
Brother did not play that.
You see, that's different.
So let me tell
Everybody
you something.
Everybody says differently.
But let me tell you. You think if I knew this before?
Babe, you would still marry me.
I mean, Allah decreed
it. I'm one of a kind.
Allah decreed it, definitely. But that would have been like a red flag.
But you would have missed out on all of this.
All of what? I trained you to be who you are today.
Nah, don't even try please that. Nah, don't do that. I did it for the betterment of this relationship.
Oh, okay. Good way to put it.
Yeah, you
Is
think
that what it
I'm a
was?
genius. Yeah, I did it because I know this will make our marriage easier,
Mm.
make your life easier. I
But
want I
honestly,
didn't want
babe,
to be
I
selfish.
want you to put yourself in my shoes. And you heard that, like, for example, put yourself in my shoes. You heard the person you're talking to just did not do anything.
This not the choice.
Don't even do their own laundry, babe. How would you take that?
If I heard that, you don't do your own laundry? I would say, yo, we're gonna live in a house that's dirty then, because I don't do laundry either.
So how do you expect me to
One
feel,
of us would
babe?
have had to step up. That's why I feel
But
like
that would have
marriage
been a
is,
red flag,
yeah,
though.
it's not, it's gonna be tough. But I feel like marriage is mainly about stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, I don't want to get everything perfect. So I feel like it's a matter of, or is he willing to step up, or is she willing to step up? Is she still in the same mindset? Like, if I would say I was still in the same mindset of, I'm not doing no dishes, I'm not doing my laundry, you're gonna do all that, I feel like it would have been a problem in his
Big
marriage.
problem.
But it was a mindset of, like I said, and that is, I'm thankful for this deen, because the religion teaches us that. If I never learned that, to be honest, if I didn't know that, oh, like the prophet was doing these things, he never told his wife to do anything. I'm not a lot. I think I would have had the African mentality, which is not, I'm not gonna call it a bad thing, but it's not perfect. Like the way our parents were raised, because that's how our household was. If they see me even washing the dish, they'll be like, hey, your sister's here. You know what I'm saying? But although my mom don't do that, but like my dad would be like, why is he doing it? You know what I'm saying? But that's because of how they were raised, which I'm not faulting them for that, because Allah, that's how they were raised. But if I did not know the religion
He
the way
said
I do
that's how
now,
a God did, God made them.
yeah, that's if I did not know the religion and the virtues of marriage, how you're supposed to be, I don't think I would have been as good as I am now. Like I think I would have been struggling. Like when you told me to do this, I would be like, nah, bro, it's your job. I know I would have had that mentality,
That's
but
true.
thank God for that.
Alhamdulillah,
So it's
alhamdulillah.
the religion. So I'm not even taking no credit. It was all Allah and the Prophet. It was all theirs, not me. I didn't. I just followed. I try to follow
Alhamdulillah.
in their footsteps.
But that's why, like, when you get married, make sure the thing that you implement most is the religion.
Yeah.
If you don't have the religion in your marriage, Allah.
Yeah, it's dead. The marriage is dead, innit?
But like, because when
It's
things
not
are
gonna
bad,
work.
when things are good,
Yep.
the only person you think is Allah. And when
Yeah.
things are bad, the only person you ask for help is Allah. You have to remember Allah when you're on a high.
And on a low.
Because when you remember him on a high,
You get more blessings.
and if you don't remember him on a low,
If you.
like say you remember him on a high,
Yep.
and then when you want, say you don't remember him at all, and then all of a sudden when you're on the low, you want to remember him.
Yeah, it's,
Allah
he's
is
still gonna
merciful,
come.
he's still
Yeah,
gonna
he's gonna
come.
come. Yeah, don't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, okay. So when you appreciate him on your highs, he's gonna give you more highs. Not high in smoking. You know what I'm trying to say? Highs, more greatness in your life. And if you, even if you appreciate him on your lows, he's gonna make that low easier for you. But if you don't appreciate him, you're gonna struggle more than you've ever seen in your life, and you do not want to see that. So always remember, be thankful to Allah, 100%, no matter what. And that's how you gotta view life. Because if you view life in that mindset, wallah, nothing. You see, no offense, depression is real. But if you have that type of mindset, I feel like that's why. I mean, no offense, I'm not saying depression is fake. I'm not coming at nobody with that. But when they say, I'm like, brother, you need help. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely. I get what you're saying. Like, depression is not fake.
It's a
Mental health is
mindset. I think
real.
it's a mindset.
I
It's
think it's about
your mentality.
if you are depressed, I've been in situations where I felt down too.
Yeah.
I have my days, but honestly, when I'm going through something,
Yeah.
I look back and say, what is wrong in my deen right now? There's something I'm missing in my deen right now that's making me feel this way. There's
Okay.
something I'm missing in my deen right now that's making me feel this way.
Okay, that's how you look at it?
I literally, if I'm feeling like, if I feel like in a depressive state or something, I'm feeling a little bit sad,
Yeah.
there's something I did.
Okay.
I committed a sin that's making me feel that. That's how I look at it.
Okay. And my mentality is way different
What's
from
your
you.
mentality? I thought that's what you were saying.
No, what I'm saying is everything that happens to me, I try to, like I said, I look at the positives. That's why I don't get into that depressive mindset. Because if you're looking at that negative, you're gonna depress
No,
yourself.
babes. No, it's not.
That's how I feel, me personally. That's
No,
personally
depression
me.
comes. No, not only that. You could
Yeah,
look
because
in a
depression.
positive, but rakutos. If something's gonna happen to you, it's gonna happen to you.
But what do you mean? Depression is like saying like you stress over something.
Or you're sad about something. Or you're just not.
Sad is not a depression.
Yes, it is.
Bro, what? Okay, I don't know the definition of depression. I
Not
guess I am
stress. Stress
confused.
is not the only thing
I
about
thought depression
depression.
is like you stressing over something, like you're going through it
No.
because it's stressing your head
No,
out.
people get in depressive states where they just feel sad. They feel down. They feel on the low. Like they're
Okay, so
sometimes.
I apologize. I didn't get
Yeah.
it. I thought depression was stressing
No, it's
like
not
crazy.
just
That's what I
stress.
thought it was.
But back to what I was saying, like when I get in those states, me personally, I just know there's something I did
Okay.
that I wasn't supposed to do. I'm not gonna say like the things I do, but for example, if I was to listen to music,
Yeah.
it's because I'm heavy listening to music.
And then something
I'm doing
happened.
something that disconnected me from my Lord. That's how I think about it.
Oh, that's a good way to think
And
about
then I
it.
just go back, I'm like, damn, what did I do these days?
Yeah,
Literally, wallahi.
that's
Wallahi.
I never knew that, but that's amazing to hear.
Yeah, I heard that from a lecturer one time. And
Okay.
ever since I heard that, I was like, wow, that's actually a good thing to think because, I'm going through something. It's like I can go through something without doing something. But if I'm going through something, I want to make sure that I'm correcting everything moving on forward to make sure that I get out that state.
Yes, that's what I said, and you be thankful that I love, because it's
Right.
like I think when something bad happens to you sometimes it's Allah calling you.
Yeah.
That's how I think it, right? And even in marriage, that's how you gotta look at it, right? Like something don't work out, no offense, like, oh, you want this, she wants this, one of y'all have to like
Compromise, right?
compromise on it, right? Even though you're not gonna like it, it's always gonna be for the better because you
It's
made
for the
her happy,
betterment
and
of the
then that
marriage.
from that happening, you making her happy, something she could do something for you.
Well, like but that's how it is always in our marriage, babe.
Yeah.
Whenever you do something for me,
Yeah.
I make sure to double back for you.
Exactly. That's how it is. If she does that, I don't know if I do that, but okay. I do
Garbage.
that too. Don't do that,
I mean,
right? If you do something for me, I try to be nice.
Yeah, sure.
Man's them is gangster, ain't it? You can't lie.
Garbage.
You know my vibes.
But
I'm
one thing
like
I
that.
also want to add, though we are saying like all the rituals of marriage and how pleasant marriage is also hard.
Oh, very hard. It's not easy,
Babe,
bruv.
when people before we got married and
Yeah.
people tell you be patient, marriage is hard. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm patient. Don't worry, I'm patient. I got all the patience in the world, babe. Your patience is tested most when you're
When you're
married.
married, won't it?
Ah,
I
blah
ain't gonna
blah
lie. Every day is a new battle. You like,
blah.
bro, but, and you will try to dodge something. Like you think, okay, if I do this, I'm me and her gonna fight over something. So let me not do that, and then
All
you end
right,
up
no,
doing
wait,
something
let's play
wrong.
the. This is not saying that we fight every day.
No. It's not like that. Everybody has their ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying a moment. Like for example, I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna. In
And we
my
don't
head,
fight, we have
the
disagreements.
disagreements. Yes, yeah, because fighting, she will lose. We all know that, but
Tell.
we don't even fight with women. That allow it, fam. Allow it. That's not allowed in the religion. But anyways, so like I'll say, nah, let me not do this. If I do this, she might get annoyed. So I'm gonna do this instead. And I'm thinking I did a good job. Hey, did you really just do that? I'm like, damn. I'm like, but I thought that was a good thing. She's like, no. And I'm like, but I was gonna do this. Oh, if you would have done that, that would have been worse. Okay, so I did at least the least worse. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I'd be thinking, yo, do I know what she want? Like, am I gonna get it right or wrong? But Allah always helps, you know. We always
Never.
figure it out at the end of the day.
But
And
back to the patience though.
yeah.
Well, if you could describe the type of patience you have during marriage, what would you describe it as that you need during marriage?
You need the type of patience that like a car hit you. You forgive the Ah, you get run over by a car. You say, I
No,
forgive you.
let me tell you, the type of patience you need to have is
You get hit by a hit and
no,
run.
listen.
You say you forgive it.
Somebody slaps. Somebody, God forbid, somebody slaps your parent. That's, babe, that, now listen to me. Somebody slap one of your parents and you just stand there and say, mine's okay.
Nah,
Don't die.
that's not patience. That's wild. I ain't gonna lie. I
No,
will kill a person for that.
oh, babe,
You
but
smack my mama?
no, but that's the type, listen. I'm just saying that. Listen to actually what I'm trying to
No, I
say.
think Bob's was better because some slap. That's a bro. That's what? I
I
don't think
don't
it's that
know.
deep, baby. I mean, you need patience,
Babe, I
but not
think
like
it's that
that.
deep, babe.
You
You
think
go
it's
over
that
some
deep?
stuff. You're like, it's that deep. But okay, not. That's a bad
Damn,
example.
you
Slap
must.
your
Damn, am
parent.
I that terrible?
No, I mean, I think for the. No, I'm not going to be honest. I think the woman requires more patience.
The guy requires more patience. Wallah, I feel like it's the what? The amount of things we guys have to compromise and let go for your happiness is crazy.
And that's right. I didn't think about that. But what I'm thinking about, the amount of things we have to do for you guys and take from you guys.
Babe.
Are you listening about that, though?
I'm not going to downgrade anybody's patience level. But I honestly, to God, feel like the brothers need the most patience. Wallahi. Because
maybe
we're not
you're right.
emotional.
You're right. I think you're right.
No offense.
Right.
We're not emotional like that. So we can let things go easier than a sister. You know what I'm saying? So if I do something to you, you can hold, like, you know, babe, I did something a year ago. Binta will forgive me about it. But one thing she'll be like, you remember you did this before? I'm like, bro, how you remember that? I thought you forgave me. No, I forgave you. I just didn't forget. So I'm like, yo, whereas in us, if we forgave or whatever, we let it go. Like sometimes I'm like, no, you did this to me. I just don't remember exactly what it is. But I know it because I feel it in my heart that you once did something to me. I just don't remember. It's similar to this, but I can't remember the exact moment. But her, she knows the exact time, date. Baby, remember 2019 when you said you don't like this and then you actually did that? And I'm like, bro, what? What? And now you got to agree. Even if you, you're right. Even though she could make it up. Yeah, you're right. But I feel like a brother needs
now,
more patience.
I think you're right. You're actually right because when I think about it, her men do compromise that for women.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, it's just not acknowledged as much, but we definitely do compromise more than y'all might think. Like sometimes a guy want to go hang out with the brothers, he can't do that because the wife want to hang out.
Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi. Nah, I'm not throwing shots.
Not throwing shots.
I'm just saying.
Not you not want to hang out with your family.
No, not, babe. What I always try to say is, y'all both sometimes need a little bit of space.
Okay, babe, you get your space. Please don't stop acting like you captive.
What space
in this
do
house.
We get? Work, home, my life.
Yeah, but babe, you also work 7 days. I'm sorry. Quit one
That's
of your
why
jobs.
When I'm off.
Quit one of your jobs, my brother.
Now if we need the money. We
all right,
money.
So don't complain over here.
We need.
You
want to
hang out with the brothers? You gotta get the money. Pick one.
Pick
one.
You can do both.
Pick one.
Hey. Listen, guys, this is 2025. I told my wife, it's
different
Yagi, bro. It's not the same Yagi. Low it from Simp Yagi is out the door.
When I was a bit like, you go with the 05 calendar.
So no, I'm not saying gangster Yagi is coming out, but Simp Yagi. It's still going to be there on some situation, but now, man's them low it from. If I want to do something, man, I'm going to do it. You get what I mean? Until she says no, then I might not do it because I'm not trying to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I can't sacrifice my life for you guys. But my thing is, I'm going to try to link y'all a little bit more, brothers. You hear that? Mandem
hey,
said it.
Please get out of here.
No, I'm just saying, you know, 2024, I literally wasn't really linking that much.
Babe.
No, seriously, babe. I'm not going to lie. I think the amount of time we linked in 2024, me and the bros, was
well,
at,
it's gonna get worse. A lot of your friends are getting married, so you're gonna be
no offense. They always talking crazy. I want to see that. That's why I'm gonna try more.
I'm not gonna put anybody on blast, but the main person crib y'all linking at is married. Where y'all linking at now?
Hey,
the
sweetheart.
Streets?
Sweetheart.
No, but be honest, where y'all linking
we
now?
We got mad locations, bro.
Oh, okay, nice. Because everybody getting married.
We sometimes
cool.
can link
outside. Alhamdulillah, this was an advantage of me. Thank you all the brothers that got married in 2024, 2025. My husband can finally stay home.
Bro, she making it seem like I'm outside. I'm not, I don't be outside.
Soccer is done.
Soccer is not done.
Soccer is done. The Lincoln is done. The Whataka parties are done.
Hey, yo.
We love
yo,
it.
Yo, my months. You know the vibes, bro. We about to vibe. We about to link up. You get one.
Nah, but
after
y'all
hear this episode, you'll hear me and the guys linked up.
Bro, I'm
it,
telling
man.
You, bro, baby.
Me got a post.
You and your bros. I think y'all in love with each other.
I love my bros.
Nah,
not on no
love,
crazy love.
That type of love, y'all got super hot. I think you love them more than me, bro.
Damn.
That's what
it's
giving.
I don't love. She kind of makes sometimes. Nah.
I know you. I know that's what it's giving.
Babe, sometimes.
But it's fine though. When you want to.
I don't love them more than
you.
You
want to convince me, I'm going to tell you, call the bros.
I can never love them
call
more than
the
you.
Call the bros. Let them be there.
Babe,
for
you gave me a whole son. I can never love
yeah,
them more than
you.
Yeah,
you're chatting right now. You're just saying that.
The one that I love the most.
Is Ba.
You
and
know
that's
it.
That's okay. I want you to love him more than me.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I can't lie to you. I do love him more than you. Let's say if somebody was shooting.
I want you to.
This is how much I love my son. If somebody
you
was
think
shooting.
I wouldn't do that either?
No. Listen, babe. You got to hear it. If somebody was shooting at us, one of the billah, may God protect us from that. I would put Binta in front of both of us.
Well,
because we both gonna live, bruv. You can't live without me, son. It's me and you, bruv.
You serious?
No.
Okay, that's wild.
That's not a way of a husband. I gotta jump in front of the bullet for her. Mm-hmm. I know the dean will tell me, it's my job to protect Binta. Don't worry. You can shield
us. You putting me in front of Mama just to take him. Take my husband.
I thought you said take Bob. I was about to say
not.
No,
not Bob. Definitely not Bob. Yeah. Say, take
you
my
also
husband.
Love him more than me. It's okay.
Of course. And
I don't
okay.
mind that.
Babe, a mother.
Actually, I do mind that. No, I mind it. I'm jealous.
It's jokes and games.
You can't love my son more than me.
Listen, it's jokes and games when the father says it. But when the mom says it, everybody knows they love their children more than anything.
Nah, it's not no jokes and games with me.
It's above law.
I'm dead serious.
No, I'm saying like not jokes, but you know, it's easier to like get that, you know.
Yeah, the father says it. It's like he loves his son for sure. Right. But the mom's love is stronger, is what you're trying to say?
Of course it's stronger.
I don't think that's the case. I think I love Ba the most.
Well,
that kid sees me, he knows the love I have for him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Until he starts acting crazy, then I want to give him to his mom.
And then he comes and give me a hug.
And then she... No, and because with you, he don't really give you that much of a hard time sometimes.
Because he know his mom.
Yeah, the kid just be...
His mom gives, like, peace.
No, the mom don't get peace. The mom gives... Yo, you going to sit your butt down...
No.
And the dad gives.
He always come for a hug. He always love. He wants some love.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys this. This is the secret. Ba does not hug her.
Yes, he does.
He don't even know what hug is.
He does hug me.
She's delusional.
He does hug me. Please.
He does not hug you, sweetheart. I'm sorry to tell you this. I didn't want to do it, but you keep on saying it. He does not
he
hug
does
her.
He does hug me.
He does
he
not.
He puts his shoulder. He put his head on my shoulder.
He does that to me too, sweetheart.
Nah, he does it more to me.
That's not a hug, sweetheart. It's just he's tired. He's trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, but he needs. Bro,
she is delusional.
I know what I'm talking about. You're not gonna let this
brothers,
man. That,
brothers, I'm gonna let please. You guys know another thing. Your wives, they we get delusional at points. We just gotta nod out, nod and say yes. You're right. Because she is delusional.
Anyway, let's close out this episode. It was a good episode.
Yeah.
We hope you guys at least took one thing from this. And we hope it. I love that those who don't have spouses,
Amina.
Beautiful spouses,
Amina.
Who are the coolness of their eyes. Those Amina. Who are married, may Allah bless your marriage and put so much barakah into your marriage. May Allah allow Amina. All of us and our spouses to reunite in general.
Amina, wait, let me say something. And brothers, have fun with your wife. Be able to sit with her and chat with her. Mm-hmm. I know I said, you know, hang out with the brothers. It's true, I do sometimes need it. But you have a person you always can hang out with, and that's your wife.
Right?
Which is the biggest blessing of this marriage. Mm-hmm. Yes, some guys be trying to be strict on their wives, like pretty much hold authority. Bro, it's not that deep. Have fun with her. Make her smile. Trust me. Just enjoy your marriage. Try to look, like I said, try to be positive in your marriage and only positive things will come. If you act in negative, she's going to start resenting you and negative things are going to start coming into your marriage.
Right, like she's going to start making your breakfast and stuff.
Damn, bro.
I put salt and pepper.
I was negative for a little moment. You seen the repercussions I had to deal with. I couldn't eat breakfast for that day. But honestly, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, there's moments where you got to be serious, but marriage is all about having fun with each other.
And please, wait, I'm sorry, before you think.
Yes.
Please make your husband breakfast. Don't be like me. Please make that man breakfast.
Yes, sister.
I have English food.
Nah. I mean, that was once. You do it
no,
now, though.
No, but please, don't follow me. Don't follow me.
Anybody listening, don't do that. But guys, just enjoy it. You see how I'm not going to lie. I feel like the best feeling, more than even going out or mm-hmm. whatever, is when me and you just sit down and just talk.
Wallah.
Regular jokey convos, just joking around. Or sometimes we play fight. Not no swinging, like
mm-hmm.
air fight, whatever. Yeah. But we play around. I find those like my favorite moments mm-hmm. in general because mm-hmm. it brings so much joy.
And it's
one,
for free.
And it's free, one. Two, you're getting good deeds for that. Spending mm-hmm. time with your partner, y'all got to understand. You're getting good deeds mm-hmm. as time goes. You're getting, inshallah, maybe Malaika is making dua for us. Because right. it's an act of worship.
Right.
People don't know that. Mm-hmm. But spending time with your wife is an act of worship. So, bro, I'm telling you guys, God is making it easy for us to get all these good deeds.
Allah.
All you gotta do is spend time with your wife, chat with your wife, have fun with her, make her smile, yada yada yada. And you gaining barrage after good deed after good deed after good deed. So if you think like that, you're not gonna beat there or get like what's how you say beat there in English?
Bothered or like
you're not gonna be
like irritated.
Irritated with your wife or like, oh my gosh, she's always around. No, because if you look at it in that mindset, same for the sisters. Your husband could be annoying, but just know you helping him cooking his food and whatnot, it's not your job. But if you do it, the amount of blessings that you receive from Allah, well, like on the day of judgment, you'll wish you was doing it every second of the day. You know what I'm saying? But people make it seem like it's a matter of, nah, he's controlling me, or he think he's a boss of me. Oh, I'm not his slave. No, you're not his slave. You're his wife.
But you know, I also want to like get back to a point that you said, like,
yes,
talk to your wife, talk to your husband.
Yes.
It's so easy for like culture to get that fog up in our head, and like we think, okay, now we don't need to get emotional, sentimental with each other. What helps us in our marriage is like just talking, like, babe, what happened? You okay?
Yeah, every day.
Sometimes, like when you're going through something, specifically, like when you're going through something, I might have to ask you 5 times for you to actually tell me what's going on.
Yeah, sometimes I don't feel like saying it.
But you know, just are you okay?
Yeah.
Good. Just talk with that. Sit down and talk with that person.
But that's the same with you. But now you got better at that. Before she gives me the little brief, like a little story. She don't go deep into it. I'm like, bro, I know there's more to it than this.
I actually have like a toxic trait. Like when something happened to me and I'm done with it, I forget about it. I don't like to revisit it.
Well, that's me. I'm ready to. Me, once something happens in my day, I can't wait to see my wife. I'm gonna tell them what they did to me at work. It's like I'm ready to tell, yo, you know what he did today, bro? He did this and that. She just be like, oh my God, here we go again.
Well, yo, sometimes his stories be too long.
Because I swear to God, I'm not saying this. I literally memorize every little detail that happened during the day.
Mama, add this little story.
I'm gonna tell her this. Oh yeah, this also happened. Yep, I can't wait to see her.
But that's really the joy of marriage.
Yeah, you got someone you go with. Exactly.
Before being married, babe, who the hell's gonna listen to us this much?
Yeah,
nobody care that deep. Even sometimes I don't care that deep, but I still listen to you.
Until she gets to the point, babe. Can you just get to the point?
Well, I'm like,
babe, you gotta hear this.
I gotta go do this.
I mean, babe, no, babe, this is leading to it. This is very important information. And then 10 minutes going by, I still didn't get to the point.
but back to the thing, like you said, like, just talk to your wife.
Well,
it's not about, oh, let me be a man.
Yeah,
Let me put my foot down. Bro, it's all the yachts in the house. We do not care if you're putting your foot down. Instagram won't know if you're not putting your foot down.
No, just you have to foot. Sometimes, but not like
what
a
I'm
lot.
Saying is that, Who cares?
Yes.
Who cares if you're so nice to your wife? Who cares?
Oh, simping, being a simp.
Or if you're so mean to your wife, okay. Are you gonna get an award for being so mean to your wife?
No.
If Nobody anything, cares.
You're not doing good because the prophet said the best of you are the best to their
who, best to their wife.
Who are best to their wives. So you're not doing a great job.
Who cares? What are you proving?
Mm-hmm.
Being so hard headed and so ego mindful.
Yeah, but don't get it wrong. Y'all too, guys. It's the same thing for your sisters.
Definitely.
Y'all gotta understand, like, all the people that be saying, yo, you don't need to cook, you don't need to clean. They be trying to, it's like, no offense, this society be trying to
change our view.
Change our views. Mm. Whereas in the religion says this, if you really, I feel like my advice to a lot of, this is where we're gonna end it because I talk too damn much. My advice to everybody, boys, brothers and sisters, before you get married, learn about marriage. Understand what I mean? Learn what the prophet said a wife should do. It's not her job to do it, but if she does it. And whenever you do a chore for in your house, it's not, trust me, he's gaining a little bit of benefit. You're gaining more than he actually is. You know, although you're tired, don't get me wrong, and husbands, you see her tired, also understand, bro, that's my partner. If she's all exhausted, you know what I'm saying? We're all going to be exhausted. Because if your wife is exhausted, trust me, brother, she going to come at you. You know, it's not going to make your day easier at all. So just understand that. Let's try to help each other. We're a team. Once you said that's my partner, work as a team and things will be easier. Like sometimes with me and my wife, I'm like doing this. And I'm like, she be doing this. Like, for example, I'm cleaning the dishes.
We
she
tag
be
take, teaming
tag
it.
Team. And that makes it so easy. Whereas when she's doing it all by herself, I could tell she's stressing out. Because we have moments like that. Oh, when I'm doing it all by myself, she could tell I'm stressing out. But you understand? I feel like the days when me and her just come together, yo, it'd be easier and so smooth
Or
that I'm
there's
like,
days where like
yeah.
I just don't have the time to do this. You have
No.
to do everything, and that's okay.
Yes,
And
sometimes that's
sometimes
marriage.
I'm gonna have to
Yeah.
back off and you have to do it. Sometimes I'm gonna have
100,
to come and you
100.
won't,
That's on, I was gonna get to that. That's another point I wanted to make. Brother, sometimes you gotta take more liquor, like more of the load. And sisters is the same thing. That doesn't mean he's taking advantage or she's taking advantage of you. It just means that, okay, right now she's at the low, so you step
Right.
it up.
Today she's not at her best.
Exactly. And then when you, and sisters, you gotta remember,
He's
he's
got it
gonna
for
have that
you.
moment too.
Right.
So when he's in that moment too, you gotta remember, oh, I just went through that moment. Let him be. But don't be like, oh, wait, babe, why are you just sitting down? No, you don't forget yesterday. You were just sitting
Right,
down.
right,
You know what I'm saying? So it's a balance. Marriage, pretty much all I gotta say is marriage is a balance.
Right.
Learn about marriage. Don't let society play a role in how you move as a Muslim. You understand what I mean? Society says this. They, like they said, I was sorry. Yeah, I talk too much. I have to say this. This is very important because I want everybody to hear it. I was watching some video of a sheikh, and he was saying like, society made it seem like our religion is strict, right? They made that concept in our mind. Yo, y'all can't eat pork. Wow, y'all can't drink alcohol. Damn, y'all can't have no fun. No, the guy said this. Okay, yes, LMA. How many drinks did LMA cut on? How many drinks?
One
What he made? Just alcohol.
alcohol.
Other than that, can you drink anything else?
There's a thousand other
There
drinks.
you go. What food did he make cut on?
One
Which one was it?
pork.
After that, can you drink eat anything else? Almost anything else. You get what I mean? So if you look at it in that type of mindset, like, yo, he made more things halal for us than haram, you know our religion is like the best.
Right.
But people, the society poisoned. That's what I was trying to say. Don't let it poison your mind. Yeah, I got it. Society poisoned our minds to think going by the religion, you're weak. No offense, the feminist movements and stuff like that, right? All of that is to get you, it's not, sisters, don't let this feminist movement play a role in your marriage. You understand? The religion, the way the religion said it, just understand that's what's best for all of us. All right?
Right, and even though you might not see it now,
Yes.
well, if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
recommended us women to do these things for our husband, trust is
Wallahi,
only
it's
benefiting
gonna,
us.
there you go. It's gonna, and then
And I
that.
didn't know that though. When we first got married, like some
Yes.
of the things that I've heard, like, oh, but maybe I don't have to do that. Maybe everything I've done that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recommended has only benefited me at the end of the day.
Exactly.
I
But
see the more gain in it.
yes. And then you see it on this earth, you see some gain. But in the akhirah,
That's where you
like I
win
said, wallah, you're gonna be wishing for the guys too. You're gonna wish, oh, damn, I wish I was feeding my wife way more. Because
in.
putting a little food in her mouth, or I wish I was more romantic with her, or I wish I was more kind to her. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be a lot of things on the akhirah we're gonna be regretting because we're gonna be like, damn, I wish I had done more of this. You know what I'm saying? So before you get to that mode, try to do as much as you can for each other, both of us, brothers and sisters. We gotta try our best to do good for both of us, like the best we can, like help
And they
out.
say like Jannah is under your husband's feet. Heaven is under your husband's feet. Like even though sometimes like I don't feel like doing like certain stuff, like, for example, I don't feel like cooking a dish or something. I just think like, damn, let me just get up and do it. I need Jannah, you
Yeah,
know?
exactly. But that's a good mentality. It makes things smooth for you. Although, yes, you're tired, but then when you think about it in that's why I say you always think
And
the
the
positive.
fulfillment you feel after taking care of your husband is unmatched, you know?
Well, really?
Yeah, like, you know, I fed him, he's good. Nothing, he don't need nothing. Alhamdulillah. That's
Yeah.
all I ask for. Because if he don't get it in my house, he's looking for it somewhere else.
Nah, I ain't gonna
Not
do that.
necessarily, but like, it's gonna be
Okay.
questioned like, damn,
Yeah,
my
I get
wife
what
is
you.
not doing this. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know.
That is true though.
For me specifically.
No, that's 100%. What you just said is true. Although I'm not saying the guys are gonna go outside and cheat on you
No,
or
I'm not
whatever,
saying
but
they're gonna cheat, but it's gonna be a question in their head, like, okay, she's not doing this.
yeah, second
Or he
wife
might
coming
have
in
to
the
buy
picture.
food, you know.
Yeah, so it's not benefiting y'all. 100%. You're right, babe.
But I wanted to end on this note, like, as a woman,
Yes.
every day I'm at awe. Like, I'm at shock, I'm at surprise. When I think about what Islam does for women,
Yes.
married women,
Elaborate.
what religion do you see?
Yes.
Maybe there is. I don't know. I
Yeah,
investigate other
don't worry.
religions
The
to be able.
scholars right here.
But what
Sheikh
religion
Naliage.
says the husband has to provide 100%? Your money is your money, his money is Yamani.
Kawa Kingen too. Y'all know that one for sure.
But forget about the Yamani Yamani that part.
Y'all know that one by heart.
I can sit at home and not have to think about food coming in my door.
Yes.
Not think about the bills I need to get paid because my husband has to do that.
Yeah.
100%. And Islam, like, because Islam, you know, promotes that the men, well, a good husband.
Yeah.
Should not feel any type of way.
Yeah, 100%. You know,
you do it with joy.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting the good. At the end of the day, you're getting the blessing because Allah's
gonna
keep providing. I'm not saying
that's why don't help your husband or whatever. Yeah. That's your choice. Everybody has their own situation. But what I'm saying, like, Islam really does it all for women.
Yeah,
Islam feels bad. Islam has mercy on women.
Mm-hmm. 100%, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And I like that you said that. You know what I'm saying? Because this feminist movement made sisters think. We're trying to control them. We're not trying to control you guys. The deen is not trying to control you or limit you. The deen is telling you this is what's best for you. And it's making your life easier. Like you just said, you don't have to worry about bills. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do this. You don't have to. That's the deen, right? Mm-hmm. But the feminist movement, we equal, whatever. Anyways.
Wait. I remember I was talking to my coworker and.
Yeah. And yeah, like, we not ended this episode.
No, we still ended. I was talking to my coworker and I was like, oh, like, what are you guys doing? You're with this. And like, do the guy take care of the bills and stuff like that? And I was like, nah, they do 50-50.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But then my coworker was also like, yeah, like, I go to work, I take care. Like, they actually, like, it seemed like my coworker was proud of taking care of the bills and stuff like that.
Where is she? She was proud?
Not proud, but, like, she got that, like, that boost, you know?
I mean, but maybe that's her helping out. Maybe
no,
hers
definitely.
Is I helping mean, out her
I'll
husband.
I would be happy if I'm helping my husband, too. But no, you what help I'm me saying out. Is that, like, mm-hmm. I will not. No, I don't want to do 50-50. I would not be happy if I'm doing 50-50. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to help in other ways.
Yes, you. That's all I was going to say. Even a little help, it matters.
Right.
Don't, and sisters, don't nego. How you say nego in English? Don't downgrade the help. Mm-hmm. The little help you doing, trust me. Or brothers, don't downgrade her help. Because, brother, the little help that she's doing, like, for example, paying the groceries, you don't know. I've seen the growth ever since you, I've seen more, like, I could save up a little bit more than before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Although at first, I'm like, just the grocery, but at the end of the day, you're still taking some liquid off.
Let's recall, I wasn't doing just the grocery.
No, I'm
I
saying.
Decided to take on the groceries also, yes. For a short period of time.
Yes. No, she's going to do that forever.
No. Because we have goals. We have goals in order for us to make it easier for one another.
Exactly.
For both of us to gain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, brothers, do not downgrade the little help that she does.
Mm-hmm.
And sisters, don't think, oh, damn, only that. Maybe, do it. Trust me, it's going to help him, okay? Do your little best. You don't need to pay half the bill, but help him out here and there because trust me, it helps both of y'all, if anything. It makes life easier for him that he could provide more easier for
and
you
when
guys.
When he's less stressed, it'll help you anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He won't have to worry about this bill, because bills be
stacking up.
They be having your hair turn white. But alhamdulillah, Allah is the provider. And when he gives us that position and that role, brothers, or when, if any brother is thinking about getting married and thinking money is the problem, trust me.
Allah will provide.
Allah is the one who actually helps you. Because I would have never thought I would have been paying all of these bills easily. And I don't stress about it. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So remember, Allah didn't tell you to do this and not have your back.
Mm-hmm.
He will not leave you.
Right.
It's not a matter of do it. It is good for you. And he'll just leave you stranded. No, he's going to help you.
Allah's so merciful.
Remember that, brothers.
Allah's so helpful.
And I'm glad all of the brothers getting married and whatnot. My boys, y'all know the vibes. I appreciate that. I love that. I like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
They call me OG on that. I'm not an OG, but...
Original gangster.
No. OG is like... Oh, damn. It sounds like OG.
It stands original gangster, but what they're trying to say is that you the first.
In a sense. Right, but alhamdulillah, I'm proud of all the brothers that's getting married and all the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm proud of you guys. May Allah put barakah in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
May He protect your marriage from any evil.
Mm-hmm.
May He protect your marriage from the shaitans in jinn and people.
I mean,
because we have that. You know, and may He keep your bond strong and strengthen your bond and bless y'all with many kids.
I mean,
because I need my son
to play where I play mates.
Because this kid is chasing me. So. I need him to have play friends out here. Boys, girls, no boys, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? If Allah blesses y'all with boys, you know what I'm saying? My son is here. And if He blesses y'all with daughters, don't worry. He might pick one of them as his wife. Allahu alam. So what, with that being said, we thank you for guys for listening. Sorry we wanted to end the episode, but you know me and my wife, we talk a lot. But we appreciate y'all for listening. I know it's been a long episode. We hope y'all gained something from this episode. Enjoy this episode. Hopefully we put a smile on some of you guys' faces. And if I upset anybody, please forgive me. It was not my intention to upset you. Because I feel like some comments I probably said, maybe I said to somebody. I don't know who. I ain't saying names. I know one person in particular that might say something, but I'm not going to say names. You know who. You know what I'm saying? But I apologize. And, you know.
I don't know who. Don't put me in your job.
She knows who.
Babe, don't put me in your job. I don't know who.
She knows for sure.
Babe, I don't know. Stop the cat. I don't want nobody. I don't got no beef with nobody. Nobody got beef with me. But assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. Until next episode, inshallah.